You know what the thing that people use to, if they're going to plant something, if they break the ground with, you call it
a tiller?
Okay. Yeah.
A plow?
Right. A tiller is a type of one.
Okay,
that,
yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You know, a type of plow.
Yeah.
You know any other types of plow?
Let's see, just the tiller and the plow and... No.
Do you know what, of a thing that they use to break the ground up after they've plowed, they use something to break the ground up even finer?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is a hoe.
You ever heard of anything called a harrow?
Yeah, I have, but...
How would you say it?
A harrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the thing, you call a thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
The spokes.
Okay. Now, do you know then what runs underneath the wagon that each wheel... Well, actually...
The axle?
Yeah. Okay, do you know anything that you would call kind of an X-shaped frame that somebody might lay logs across to solve?
X-shaped? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
All right, then how about one of those kind of A-shaped frames that people use to...
Are you talking about a sawhorse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sawhorse.
Yeah, sawhorse is the A-shaped type thing. Nobody's ever had a name for an X-shaped one yet, but I suppose somebody will. Okay, you fix your hair with a comb and a...
Brush.
Okay, and then when you use one of those, you say you're going to...
Brush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People used to sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Strap.
ammunition, the time of ammunition that people would put in a pistol would be not a bullet, but then another name for it would be, I think you know the word, do you know the word cartridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay, this is a, like at a playground, there will be like a board that's kind of over a, well, over something sort of like a sawhorse or over a trestle.
Seesaw.
Like,
yeah.
And when you are doing that, they say what they're doing is they say they're
seesawing.
Do you know what you call a? Let's see. This is another thing to be on a playground, and it would be kind of like anchored in the middle, and it goes round and round.
Oh, that's first thing that comes to my mind. Now you're talking about something. It's just a pole, and it's got like little deals you can catch on to and run it. Run around.
No,
it's got
you can get on it.
Oh, okay, merry-go-round. Okay, I was thinking of something entirely different.
Yeah, I didn't explain well enough because I should have.
Yeah, okay, merry-go-round.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Now, have you ever seen anybody play on something that's it's kind of like, it's just a limber plank and it's fixed at both ends and children jump up and down on it?
A trampoline?
Well, this is just a board.
A board.
This is probably...
What about the both ends?
It's just fixed at both ends, and it's real limber, and they just use it to jump up and down on. It's a country thing, a joggling board. Kids play out in the country. Okay, this you'll know. If you had, not ropes, it'd be chains, I guess, on a playground. Two chains, and then there's a seat across.
A swing.
Yeah. Let's see. If you had if you use coal... in your house, if you use coal. What would you call a thing that people carry coal in?
Okay, you're not talking about the coal bin, because that's where you would store it.
Something that you might have sitting by the...
Is there a specific name for
that?
Well,
I don't know. You might call it a coal bucket.
That's what I would call it.
Coal bucket.
I didn't know if there was a specific thing for that.
No, that's what... Yeah, some of these are just so common you can't.